From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has continued her bus tour in western Pennsylvania, seeking support for working-class voters and promising to reject bad trade deals. Speaking in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Clinton said she would raise wages and promise to protect American workers.
And we're going to say no to unfair trade deals. We're going to stand up to China. We're going to support our steel workers, our auto workers, our homegrown manufacturers. I feel strongly about this, and I need your help. I need your ideas about how we're going to do this.
Clinton has said that she opposes a pending Asia trade deal negotiated by President Obama. It's known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership because it does not do enough to protect U.S. workers. Clinton and her running mate, Tim Kaine, are touring so-called Rust Belt areas in the states of Pennsylvania and Ohio, considered key states in November's election. U.S. Republican Party nominee for president Donald Trump criticized Muslim lawyer Khizr Khan, the father of an American soldier killed in Iraq, who gave a well-received speech last week at the Democratic National Convention, for saying that Trump had sacrificed nothing and no one. In an interview with ABC Television, Trump said that he's made a lot of sacrifices, including working very hard, he said, creating jobs and building structures to help the country. Khan's son, a captain in the United States Army, was killed by a suicide bomber in 2004. This is VOA News. Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB, said the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations have been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. The FSB said in a statement on its website that the virus and the way the networks were infected bear similar characteristics to the software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who is suspected of being behind the attacks, but the announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on the U.S. Democratic National Committee and the fundraising committee for the Democratic Party candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the hacks of the Democratic Party organizations. Officials in the U.S. state of Texas say at least 16 people have died. It happened in a crash of a hot air balloon. Spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said the balloon apparently hit power lines, caught fire during its flight. That crashed into a pasture, killing all on board. Eric Grossoff is with the National Transportation Safety Board. He did confirm the crash. He also said there would be a significant investigation involving all local, state, and federal authorities.
We've asked the FBI's evidence response team out of San Antonio to come and assist us with scene documentation. This is a normal practice for the NTSB in events that are classified as major accidents, and that's what this case is.
The crash took place in an area of farmland about 50 kilometers south of the city of Austin. That is the state capital in Texas. Syrian state media reporting dozens of families have started leaving besieged and rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and fighters who want to leave. State news agency said the civilians later boarded buses to go to shelters provided by the government on the west side of Aleppo. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined a vigil on the outskirts of the Polish city of Krakow to celebrate World Youth Day in the company of Pope Francis. An emotional speech from a 26-year-old Syrian student. He spoke to hundreds of thousands of Catholics about conditions in Syria and how it made her doubt her faith in God. Pope asked the hundreds of thousands present to pray for peace in Syria.
Vi invito a pregare insieme.
He said, "Dear friends, I ask that we join in prayer for the suffering of all victims of war and for the many families of beloved Syria and other parts of the world." Francis said the response to hatred and violence in his brotherhood, communion, and family.
That's the latest world news from VOA.